You're in charge of tech, brother.
That's right. I sure am.
I'm a visiting theologian, but you're in charge of all the tech stuff.
Yeah, just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. All right, here we go, folks. Pride of Man by Quicksilver Messenger Service. The Babylonian Empire is going to crash and burn, folks. Crash and burn. One of my favorite songs. All right, welcome, folks. The Always Covenant people here. It is Friday, January 13, 2017. And as Laura and I were discussing earlier today, 13 is a lucky number for us because there were 13 tribes at one time. And America began with 13 colonies representing 13 tribes. Okay. So, but it's a bad number for the Jews because the Jews are being exposed as we speak. And my guest and co-host, Pastor Greg, how are you doing?
Good, brother. Fighting off a little flu bug. If my voice gets a little weak tonight, that will explain it. But I'm here in spirit.
Yes. And your voice is sounding great. Excellent connection. And tonight,
glad to hear that.
Yes. And tonight we're going to start a series on critiques of Christian identity. And those of us who've been in this movement for a long time know that there's all kinds of lies preached about us, accusing us of being violent, of robbing banks, right? Killing Jews, right? They accuse us of just about everything under the sun, but they have no proof. And obviously you have the occasional flake who is dangling on the outskirts of Christian identity, who typically is not really a member of the group, but has heard about our ideas and has taken upon himself or herself to, you know, well, they understand what we're saying and take it upon themselves to put out acts of vengeance against Jews and against abortion mills and things like that. We have no control over that. There's always people on the fringes of every movement, and that includes mainstream Christianity.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to look at WikiLeaks. I'm sorry, not WikiLeaks, Wikipedia, and see what they have to say about it. And looking over this, it's actually pretty fair in its characterization, although they gloss over things and then they get some things wrong. I'm just going to scoot down to where it says tenets. If you've got that article open, Greg,
can you see looking at it here?
Okay. It's actually the right underneath the listing of topics, tenets. It's not far from the top of the page. All right, but I'll just go ahead and read it until you can find it. Christian identity, in parentheses CI, is not an organized religion, but is instead adhered to by individuals, churches, and some prison gangs with a white supremacist theology. All right, let's stop right there. Is it really white supremacism, or is it we just want to be left alone by the other races? What do you think?
Well, brother, where to even start here? To let a satanic seed line define who we are and what we believe is ridiculous. Your greatest enemy on the earth, to allow them to define who you are, what your beliefs are, is obviously ridiculous. Yet they control the media to a large extent. So, you know, it's not surprising that most people that want to study or learn about so-called Christian identity, go to Christian identity, go to Wikipedia, some Jewish-led definition. I'm looking at it now. The white supremacist and a Nordic interpretation advocates the belief that the Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Nordic kindred peoples are the descendants of the ancient Israelites. You know,
That's interesting. That's true.
Once in a while, the Jews actually tell the truth. And they, so far, I couldn't even have put it better myself.
Right.
And are also the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Spot on. Quote, in parentheses, primarily as a result of the Assyrian captivity. They're right there.
Okay.
CI is not an organized religion. Thankfully not. Instead, it is independently practiced by individuals, churches, some prison gangs, blah, blah, blah.
Its
theology promotes a racial interpretation of Christianity.
That's correct.
You know, I don't know that I could have described it any better than what these filthy kikes said in the first sentence of this paragraph.
But,
that's spot on.
It is. But it's alarming enough, right, what they've said. Right, because anybody coming to Wikipedia is going to say, wow, these people are off the wall. Right?
Well, you know, as a guy that was trained in you know, the traditional Orthodox Judeo-Christianity concept of our religion, as I was, you know, dragged through the mud and Yahweh saved me out of it, I realized that most people of our race have some type of so-called Judeo-Christian upbringing, and many of us are struggling to come out of that. And fortunately, Yahweh was merciful to me and unveiled to me in short order what was going on, and I saw the truth and was able to accept it in a rapid. It just made sense to me the second I saw it. I thought, you know, there it is. I've been following the wrong thing for years and years, and all of a sudden I saw the truth, and it just clicked. Jews are a satanic race. Whites are the divine race. Everything else, I'll figure it out as they go. But if you get those two things,
it all begins
to make sense.
Okay, yeah. And so why don't you continue reading, because I'm going to see if I can open up the chat room, look at the chat room at Eurofolk Radio. Go ahead and continue reading.
On the Wikipedia Christian Identity?
Yeah.
All right, it continues here. Christian identity dictates that all non-whites, in parentheses, people not of wholly European descent on the planet will either be exterminated or enslaved in order to serve the white race in the new heavenly kingdom on earth under the reign of Jesus Christ.
Okay, now there's one major error there. Which word?
Well, brother, let's see. Saying exterminator, slave.
I don't know, brother.
Help me out.
Well, we're not trying to enslave anybody. We don't want black slaves living among us. We don't want Asian slaves living. We just want them to leave. We don't want them in our society. They don't belong in our society. Okay? So there's nothing there about enslaving anybody. That's a lie. That's a blatant, outrageous lie.
You know, and the next sentence continues. It says, Christian identity doctrine states that non-whites can never achieve salvation or paradise. Instead, it states that only, quote, Adamic white people can achieve salvation and paradise. And I find myself agreeing with that. You know, it's funny how the Jews, you know, will throw out a lot of truth and spread in a little poison. And that's what they do.
Yes.
I often think back to what the serpent said to Eve in the garden. It was probably 95% truth and 5% devilish Jewish lies.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It says, adherents of Christian identity refer to non-whites as mamzers or as tares. You know, that, you know, we could argue that one for an hour at least. Tares, mamzers, you know, mamzers obviously is a mixed race person. A tare is a satanically originated being that resembles one of us.
Right.
So they always want to twist our truth, our theology. You know, and I would never allow a Jew, and obviously Jews wrote this, I would never allow a Jew to define to me what I believe. Who are they to define to me what I believe or to, you know, put it in writing?
Oh, absolutely.
But oddly enough, they have a lot of truth in here, which I find interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, that they want to sensationalize what we believe, but they don't. They won't touch sensational stories like the Freemasons and pedestophilia, right? That they don't touch subjects like that in their mainstream media. But yeah, there's they will be exterminated. They don't say by who, right? So because we obviously believe, and the Bible teaches us that the tares will be bundled and burned and cast into oblivion. Okay,
that's right. You know, they're not coming back. Here under Tenets, they say this: Christian identity is not an organized religion, but is instead adhered to by individuals, churches, and some prison gangs with a white supremacist theology that promotes a racial interpretation of Christianity.
Yeah, that's basically true. Yeah.
I find myself agreeing almost perfectly with that, that true Christianity brings race into the equation instantly.
Right.
True Christianity, true Bible Christianity, and it's taken me decades to come to this absolute crystal clear conclusion, is all about race.
Yes.
Brother,
it is.
It's all about race. Race is the essence of Christianity, true Christianity, not the so-called Judeo, or what I call Judaized or Jewish version of Christianity. True Christianity is the most racial theology that the world has ever seen, because true Christianity is only for the white race, the Germanic, Celtic.
It's our religion.
It's our religion. It belongs to no one else.
Yeah.
It was never designed for anyone else. Yahshua Christ, when he died on the cross, came to save one particular group of people.
That's what the Bible says.
And you can prove that effortlessly
right.
with 100 verses.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
come not but unto
he came
the lost
to save
the
white race, nobody else.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and the bloodlines
that's
prove it.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to this term salvation and paradise, you know, we in identity don't use that term, and we don't even really speak of heaven much either. What we talk about is the kingdom, okay? And so the book of Revelation is very clear that the government of the kingdom is going to be by the 144,000 of the 12 tribes. You know, it clearly
Amen.
Describes the kingdom having 12, four sides with three gates, one gate each for each of the 12 tribes. Okay?
That's right.
And then
the ultimate white enclave.
That's
it's
right.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's the leadership. Now, if you want to call that supremacism, well, I wouldn't call it supremacism because we really have no interest in lording it over the other races, but this is Yahweh's plan, right? This is Yahweh wants. He says so very clearly that we Adamites are to be given the dominion. He gave us the dominion before Adam and Eve fell, and with the restoration of all things, we will be restored to that dominion. But this will be for their good, because they will all have to obey Yahweh's laws, and Yahweh's laws will be enforced. Every knee shall bow, and they will have to comply or be wiped out. That's really all there is to it. I mean, there will be no sin in the kingdom.
Well, so, actually, I believe that there will be sin, but it will be dealt with so severely.
Oh, dealt with quickly, yes.
That it will be smacked down to an extent where people will realize
smacked down, right?
they must obey the white race or be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
We will literally have the power in the kingdom age to destroy anyone that would speak even a word against our people. And it will be so clear that there will be no rebellion against us.
No, this is
what
the
Jews have created right now, is an age of rebellion, which is what Jews always do. You introduce a Jew into any situation, and there's anarchy. There's rebellion against the established authority. And so, I mean, look at it now. You know, the Jews cannot tolerate a strong white authority. They go crazy.
Yes.
They try to, they whip up their little racial tricks. They whip up the black hatred against us, the hatred of the other races against us. And we have the situation where you can't even walk down the street in your city without fear of another race attacking you.
Yes.
This is our moment in time right now.
Yeah.
It's temporary. Yeah.
And don't
it's
you
horrible.
Get the yeah, it's don't temp- you get the feeling that this is the Jews' last stand, you know, because they have been doing this to us for 2,000 years, basically, following us around like the serpents that they are. And we can see they have taken control of virtually the whole world. And, you know, and they got themselves out of trouble by sicking the U.S. military on their enemies, World War I and World War II. But now they have nobody else to turn to because they control. So it's time to face the music.
They, you know, and they've been powerful for so long, and all of a sudden, you know, their power has been shaken. You know, I can't figure out the whole thing of Donald Trump and his election. You know, I don't trust anything anymore that I read. Maybe he's a savior, maybe he's not. I cannot tell. He was the obvious vote over Hillary, to be certain. And I actually, for the first time in years, got up off my butt and I voted, yeah, for Trump.
Me too.
You know, I voted for him and I hadn't voted for years, but I voted for him. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But
it'll play out soon.
Yep.
We'll see if he's going to keep any of his promises, right? If he doesn't, there's going to be a lot of angry white men all over the country. I guarantee you that, right?
But either way, it was a shaking of the white race that awakened to vote for him. You know, it was almost a done deal that Hillary was in, and yet somehow Trump won. I found it fascinating.
Me too.
We'll see what he does. Once he gets in and actually gets some power, he can do things. I know he has to lay low a little bit. His appointees have to play the political Jewish-dominated game. I don't know. I don't trust politics in any aspect whatsoever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So let's continue, if you want to pick up where you left off.
Well, I'm looking at the origins of Christian identity according to the Jewish website, mm-hmm. Wikipedia. And this says the Christian identity movement emerged in the United States in the 1920s and 30s as an offshoot of British Israelism. And I'd like to just stop right there. So according to the Jews, the movement, as they would call it, of Christian identity emerged in the United States in the 1920s and 30s. And I would argue that the Christian identity movement has been around on the earth since the Garden of Eden. And it has been hidden, it has been subdued, it has been fought against. There were probably times you couldn't even find it. But I believe it has never not been on the earth since the Garden of Eden, because Yahweh has always had his people and his race on this planet. And even yes. when our people didn't even know who their identity was, Yahweh was protecting them and continuing them. And the white race was continuing on this earth. And the thought that Christian identity is some weird, psycho, you know, religious cult that didn't even show up till the 20s or 30s of this, you know, the 1920s or 30s, that's insane. Mm-hmm. Because Yahweh has never forsaken his people, ever. We have been around for many, many, many centuries, even millennia. And we just have finally come to realize the white race is beginning to wake up. To tell you the truth, I don't even like the term Christian identity, but for lack of a better term, I'm okay to call us that, mm-hmm. that we are the divine race on this earth with the realization that Yahweh has called out our race to be his own people and that there's a satanic race on this planet. Today we refer to them as Jews.
Yes.
And it's the classic two-seed line theology referred to in Genesis chapter 3. It has never left this earth, and it is becoming more and more clear as we are continually barraged with the concept that race doesn't exist. More and more, it becomes clear that race is everything. Race not only exists, but race is everything. The races can never coexist.
That's right.
And they were never meant to coexist.
They never have. They never have.
The races can never coexist. And until the time when our race is revealed as a divine race on this earth, and we rule all other races with a rod of iron. There will never be peace. No matter what Trump does, there will never be peace on this earth until our race is unveiled as the divine race. And the other races literally bow before us in submission.
Well,
it can never work until that happens.
Isn't it interesting that that's what the Jews are trying to do with their Jew world order? You know, it's like they're trying to jump the gun, right? And
yeah.
unseat our eventual dominion, which was prophesied. But it'll be a dominion of Yahweh's law, not a dominion of personalities of white people. It'll be a dominion
right.
of Yahweh's law. Okay.
The Jews are trying to counterfeit what will be given to us. They're trying to steal it and make it happen for themselves. It will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they actually, I'm not even saying they came close, but they figured out a way to control the wealth of the planet with their, you know, Federal Reserve banks and all the nations of the world. Who can imagine the amount of wealth that they actually have right now?
Yes.
Yet, it's, you know, in a blink of an eye, it will be nothing. And Yahweh will deliver this planet and the dominion to us in the coming age. We saw that in Enoch and the other books. So,
right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. And they're all consistent with the scriptures.
Oh, totally consistent.
Yeah. But to verify what we were just talking about historically is in the shows that I've been doing with Pastor David Martins of South Africa, he understands that the Boer people, who were primarily of German extraction, understood that they were Israelites. They were neither Catholics nor Protestants. They were simply Bible-believing Israelites who knew they were Israelites. And they left Europe to get away from the Protestant-Catholic wars, okay?
Right.
Okay? And in their records, they teach that they are Israel, okay? And that's why they had that covenant at Blood River, because they knew that Yahweh would accept their covenant. And that's why they won the Battle of Blood River without losing a man, okay?
Amen.
Yahweh will fight our battles for us. Also, the Pilgrims and Puritans called themselves Israel when they came over here from Europe. All right, again, they rejected the Anglican Church. They rejected the Roman Catholic Church. They were independent Israelites who knew they were Israelites. Okay? So it's only been in very recent history that, you know, this knowledge, primarily because the rise of Protestantism and Catholicism and, of course, Judaism, that this knowledge has diminished, but it has never disappeared, which I think is what your point was.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
From my studies of history, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was somewhere in the mid to, you know, early to mid 1800s where the Jews began to refer to themselves as the Israelites.
Right.
Up until that time, it did not happen. And I believe that they, at that time, began to accumulate incredible wealth, and they begin to realize that they could, through their subterfuge and various other means, control the flow of information and news on the planet. I think their satanic rabbis had a revelation.
Right.
That we can literally steal the identity of the true Israelites and ascribe it to ourselves with the ultimate goal of establishing a nation in this planet, in this world, calling it Israel, and, you know, establish ourselves as the Israelites, steal that identity with the ultimate goal of control of this earth and making it their own kingdom, knowing it could never be given to them
right.
by the Creator Yahweh.
Yeah, so they have to steal it. And what's that verse where I think it was the Householders, where they say, come, let us kill the son and steal his inheritance.
Right.
Okay?
Precisely.
Yes.
Excellent call there. And there's multiple verses where the concept of stealing the inheritance of Israel is referenced. And this is what they have done. And, you know, you almost have to salute them for their satanic masterstroke where they, you know, founded the nation of so-called Israel in 1948. And, you know, and to this day, the earth has been cursed by what happened there.
Yes, by Jews. It's been cursed
by Jews. To this very day, we're cursed. Where's the blessing? If they were the two people of Yahweh, should we not be blessed?
Yeah, robbery, mayhem, genocide, war. Yeah, this is how the earth has been blessed by the Jews. Yeah. All right. Okay, let me back up under tenets, because, again, this is actually pretty good. Christian identity beliefs were primarily developed and promoted by two authors who considered Europeans to be the chosen people and Jews to be the cursed offspring of Cain. That's correct. The serpent hybrid or serpent seed, a belief known as the two-seed line doctrine. Thank you very much. An early Christian identity teacher, Wesley Swift, formulated the doctrine that non-Caucasian peoples have no souls and therefore can never earn God's favor or be saved. I would say, well, I don't know if he said they have no souls. They don't have the same. They obviously have a spirit of some sort. They have intelligence. They have minds. In fact, the beasts of the field can worship Yahweh and pray to Yahweh. So they have some sort of spirit, but it doesn't compare with ours. They don't have the Adamic spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit.
I would say, if it was me, in my opinion, I would say they have a soul of some extent, but not a spirit. And certainly not the spirit breath that Yahweh breathes into a purely born from a white mother and a white father to a white child. That spirit breath of Yahweh that is passed along to our race. I mean, these other races, and we got into this last week. You, me, and Pastor Steve Anderson, who I had an enjoyable time with, by the way.
Great.
We came to the realization that the other races can have an acknowledgement of Yahweh. The Jews cannot. They hate us. They hate Yahweh. They're the Christ killers. They would kill Jesus Christ 7 days a week if he showed up now.
They
are literally Christ killers. There's no redemption for them. The other races can have an acknowledgement of Yahweh and Yahshua Christ. So they have some type of a soul that realizes their creator, but they do not have the divine spirit breath that we have, nor will they ever have it. And that's why the concept of universalism within Christianity, that Yahshua Christ came to save every two-legged creature on the planet, is the most insane theological thing I've ever heard. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yes. All right. Very good explanation, Pastor Greg.
He never came to save everyone.
He says so.
He never came
to save anybody but Israel.
It's a slap in the face to him to promote that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And as
he came to save a very select group of people, and he said as much. He said as much.
Yes. Yes. And he said they're little devils in shoe leather, right?
Yeah. I mean, read Luke chapter 1 and 2 if you have any doubts about this.
Yeah, right.
It's crystal clear. He came to save one group of people, the Israelites. And the only true debate in the Bible to me is who are the Israelites on the planet today. The Jews would have you believe that they are them. That is easily disprovable.
Yes,
so,
easily.
Discounting them, who is it? It can only be one group of people, brother, and that's the white race and no one else. No one else is even in the question, in the debate.
That's right. Yeah. By the way, thanks for bringing that up, because Pastor Ken Gregg and I next Wednesday are going to start a series debunking Jewish and black claims to being Israel. We should have a lot of fun with that.
I may have to call in because I have
You have an opinion on
blacks,
that?
the black Israelite movement? Really? Seriously?
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so. So, in other words, Yahshua Christ is black.
Yeah.
He was a Negro, you know?
with black
when he fed the 5,000, did he pull out some pork chops and watermelon?
Right.
No, he did not, you know? He did not.
Yeah. Yeah, the Middle East is full of pork and watermelon.
Yeah,
right. But of course, the Israelites never ate pork, so that doesn't fly. You know, so we're going to be discussing that at length. It'll be a multi-part series. Okay.
I have been accused of being a so-called racist, by the way, and I must admit, I proudly accept that title.
Yeah. Well, no, we are. We love our race. It doesn't mean we hate other races, but we hate Yahweh's enemies, and the Jews are Yahweh's enemies, the Edomites and the Khazars and all of their fellow travelers. We're told to hate those people. And
I have absolutely conquered my white guilt. I wake up in the morning and jump up and down that I'm white.
Yeah, and amen.
I praise Yahweh that I'm white. I look in the mirror and I see a white face, and I just give thanks that I'm white. Right, you know, right. I'm like, Yahweh,
I can feel the spring in your step.
I'm not a Negro or an Asian or some, you know, any a Korean. Thank you, Yahweh, that I'm of the divine race, the Anglo-Saxon race. Mm-hmm. I'm a divine being.
Yeah, it gives you a reason to get up out of bed, right? And look in the mirror. Hey, I'm still white. All right.
You know, I had no say.
Glory be.
Mm-hmm. I was born into the divine race on this planet, and believe me, every day I give thanks. You know, I have my issues, I got my troubles, I have my weaknesses. I don't even want to talk about it. But at the end of the day, I look at myself in the mirror and go, I am of the divine race.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh.
Blood in the face. Blood in the face, folks. Adam means blood in the face. Okay. Let's continue.
I get embarrassed once in a while and my face turns red. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
That's a good sign.
Not being embarrassed, but the fact that you know, right? The fact that you, right.
I show that I am of the Adamic race.
Right. Exactly. The blood in the face race. Yes. All right, so he says here, or Wikipedia says, the sect was promoted by George Lincoln Rockwell, a founder of the American Nazi Party. I don't think that's true. I don't think George Lincoln Rockwell was even aware of Christian identity. I don't know. Have you ever heard anything relationship between?
You know, I've listened to many of his messages, and mm-hmm. I believe if he was alive today and I sat down with him, mm-hmm. he and I would get along quite well.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's identity.
That's right. Yeah. You know, white nationalism is, to me, I don't know. I mean, there's many white nationalists that think Christianity, as they would know it, was given to us by the Jews. You know, it's a poisoned message. And they do not understand that we are the ones that we're going to rule this planet. You know, the Jews did not give us our religion. The Jews have poisoned our religion, but they never gave it to us. The mm-hmm. Jews never gave us our Messiah. They've tried to poison the message of our true religion. Anything that comes out of the mouth of a Jew can never be trusted, ever. So if a Jew is saying it, I just disregard it, and I'll figure it out on my own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to see. Well, here, this is an exercise in that. Do Jews ever make true statements? Right? And the fact is they do. They do make true statements. But then they always follow it up with a devious lie. Right? And I think this is a misstatement here that the sect was promoted by George Lincoln. I've never heard anything by Rockwell even mentioning Christian identity.
No, nor have I.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a hardcore white nationalist.
That's right.
In my mind, he was a forerunner of William Pierce, who I also have a lot of respect for. Mm-hmm. But they never connected the dots, and they always denigrated Christianity. They never really saw that, you know, they never put it together.
They start out by assuming that the Bible is a Jewish book and the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible. You know, when you start out with that assumption, you're just going to not misunderstand. You're going to misunderstand the Bible, period. And yeah, so you're absolutely right. That's true of both Rockwell and Pierce. Okay? So they believe that Jewish lie that they are Israel. Okay? And also call us a sect in this sentence. All right? Well, I mean, what about the Judeo-Christians who simply deny what the Bible says? You know, I think a sect is a group that denies what the Bible says, as opposed to us who accept what the Bible says, right? And so there was a sect called Christianity, started by Yahshua Messiah himself. It was a very small sect, but it finally grew. And in these latter years, it has been distorted by all kinds of false doctrine coming from primarily the Judeo-Christian mentality. Okay, So we're not a sect. We're real Christians. So that's what I'd say to that.
You know, the only real Christians are white people. Anybody else that claims Christianity is their religion is deceived. And we live in the age of deception. I'm convinced 200 or 300 years ago, it was quite clear that only, you know, this religion was the religion of white people only.
That's right.
And no one else.
Yeah.
But the Jews have watered down our beliefs as they begin to gain mastery of information and the spread of news. They were able to interject poison. And I don't know exactly when they introduced the poison of the white race spreading the news of our religion to the other races via so-called quote-unquote missionary work, mm-hmm. where, you know, the cream of our people were sent into Africa and China
yeah.
to try to spread Christianity to these other yeah. races to whom it was never designed to be spread.
Yes.
And the Jews had to have been behind that. I'm 100% certain of it. Our people would never have been misled apart from the Jews yeah. leading them down that path.
Well, I think you know, certainly I agree, and I think it was Freemasonry, because it was Freemasonry that came up with the slogan, Fatherhood of God, Brotherhood of Man.
Yeah.
Okay. And so thereby the Judeo-Christian, and I'd say primarily the Protestant ministers, fell for that line, okay, which is not scriptural, okay. The only fatherhood there is of the white race, and there's no brotherhood because they're not our brothers, all right? They're totally
well,
different.
You know, as a guy that went through Bible college, I sat through many a missionary conference where they were preaching the call of the mission field, the call of the mission field. And I'm sitting there going, Lord, do you want me to go to Africa? Do you want me to go to China? And I'm
right.
sitting there kind of waiting for the tap on the shoulder. And thankfully, it never came. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm ready
yeah.
to go, but
right.
I got to be clear on it. If you
yeah.
want me to go preach to Negroes with bones in their nose that, you know, eat each other and, you know, take urine showers from cows, I'll go
right.
and do it.
Right.
Thankfully, that tap on the shoulder from Yahweh never came. And I survived yeah. my Judeo-Christian experience.
Very good. Very good.
But yeah. many people around me got up and shot off to Africa. To
right.
try to save these, you know, dark animals that, you know,
yeah.
Yahshua Christ never died yeah. to save these creatures.
Right. Well, I would say, you know, now that I think of it, the Catholic Church through Spain, the Spanish conquistadors, you know, going over to South America in search of gold and, you know, all kinds of valuable trinkets to make the Spanish Empire wealthy and the Roman Catholic Church wealthy as well. That was conversion by the sword. Okay, that was conversion by the sword.
Yeah.
And I think the Protestants were maybe in a manner of competition, competing with the Catholic Church, decided, oh, we'll send out missionaries just like the Roman Catholic Church did, but we'll convert them to you know, Protestantism. Okay. But both are totally misguided because they don't listen to what the Bible says. And the obvious racial prohibition against racial intermixing. And whether or not they intended to have racial intermixing in the first place is unclear. Probably not. But that's what it turned into just by being around those people. Okay? After the black savages had a few missionaries for lunch, they kept coming, right, until they finally let them live. And of course, they brought their own food and, you know, all kinds of goodies to make them feel good, comfortable physically. But they never, you know, they never converted because it's not their religion. The Protestant churches pretend that they convert, but they never do.
Well, even if they so-called convert where they pray a prayer, they get dunked in a river, you know, they quit eating each other for a week or two,
right,
put on a suit and tie, carry
yeah,
a Bible
right.
around. It's monkey see, monkey do religion. It's superstition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a false confession. It can easily be proven from the scriptures that Yahshua Christ only came for one group of racially cohesive people, and that's the true Israelites. And I often remember when you and I'm convinced we should do another series of going through the testament of the 12 patriarchs.
Okay.
Where the 12, you know, the patriarchs of the 12 tribes, where they each wrote out an amazing testimony. And I reread that the other day, and I just was blown away by the theological truth of the exclusivity of the Israelites, especially of Judah. And Judah's testimony would put to rest all of this ridiculous nonsense that comes across my email that I still haven't figured out how to block out. You know, these Yahweh came in the flesh to save only one group. And that was the race he chose.
That's right.
And that was the true Israelites. Now, we can debate all day long the fate of the other races, and I go back and forth on it, to tell you the truth. I'm convinced we're going to rule most of them in the next kingdom. The Jews will be exterminated. There won't be any of them left because their racial origin is satanic. So none of them will survive, not a single one.
That's right.
The other races will survive, some of them, a certain number of them. We will rule them as literally as gods. Our race will have the rod of iron over them.
Yeah, the government the will be exclusively
us. That's not my opinion.
Right. Yeah, the Bible says that.
That's right.
The government will be exclusively ours.
We will be able to smite them as vessels of clay.
Right.
If they rebel against us, I believe we will literally be able to exterminate them with a swat of our hand.
If necessary, yes.
We won't allow Negroes to plead not guilty when we have them on video raping elderly women.
Right?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing. I didn't. Yeah. Well, Jamal, we have you on video doing. Well, I didn't. You know, that will all be over.
Oh, somebody else. Oh, my twin brother. Right?
That will all be over.
Yes,
they will literally be in the middle of saying that, amen. And one of us will smite them as a vessel of clay and smite them, and they will be exterminated.
Right.
The book of Revelation states that. I'm not making this up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So here's a couple of actually fairly true statements.
No, where are you on?
Okay,
where are you
the second paragraph. Here? Second paragraph under tenets.
Tenets. First, okay.
Okay. No single document expresses a Christian identity belief system. There is much disagreement over the doctrines being taught by those ascribing to CI beliefs. It's not exactly true.
I agree. It's not true.
It's not the disparity is not that great. There's a few issues. You know, we basically believe the Bible as written with our concordances in one hand and various scriptures in the other. Showing you what the real meanings of the words are and not what the Judeo-Christians assert they are. So there's really not much different among us, you know, on those. It's basic doctrine coming from Scripture. But it continues, since there is no central organization or headquarters for the CI sect. Okay, that's true. However, all CI adherents believe that Adam and his offspring were exclusively white and that the other pre-Adamite races, I like that, they inserted pre-Adamite in there, as separate species, which cannot be either equated with or derived from the Adamites. That is a true statement.
I know. It's funny how the Jews will interject actually a quite accurate statement now and then.
Yeah. Now, they're setting us up for something. I can feel
it. Of course.
I can feel it, right? Because the Jews are experts at deceiving by telling the truth. Okay. Now, actually, they continue here. CI adherents cite passages from the Old Testament, including Ezra 9:2 and 12. Let me go there real quick. Ezra 9, let me read 9:1. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me, this is Ezra speaking, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands. Okay. Doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Perizzites, etc., in verse 2, for they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. It's obvious that Jews know that these passages exist.
Yeah, I'll read. Let me read Nehemiah 13:27.
Okay.
Shall we then hearken unto you to do this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives?
Yes. Should we do that? Of course not.
Yes, right? Of course not.
So they know, they've been listening to us. They know the passages we quote, okay? Which they claim that it says contain injunctions by Yahweh against, well, they absolutely do contain injunctions by Yahweh against interracial marriages. How can you read this otherwise?
You cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh clearly commanded us to keep our race pure, our daughters to marry only within our race, our sons to marry only within our race. Anything else is a massive abomination against him.
That's right. That's right.
No doubt. And the Jew has destroyed that concept among our people to our great, great, great destruction. Brother, I marvel at the race mixing that goes on among our people today, our young people.
Yes.
They have no concept of racial purity. It's been stolen away from us. And we have suffered tremendous damage by what the Jew has done.
Yes. Brother,
I must admit, brother.
Go ahead.
I hate what the Jew has done to us.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
Tell me about it. Yeah, yeah.
I hate it. I go out, I see young white girls with Negro boyfriends, and I want to just unleash my inner Phineas priesthood upon that. I have to subdue that impulse because I realize this is a satanic victory, what I'm looking at, and I want to fight against it, and I want to unleash my righteous hatred against what I'm seeing. And yet I realize this is the age we live in. There's an evil Jewish spirit at work.
Okay. Yeah.
And Yahweh needs to step in and intervene to save us from it.
Right, right. Okay, I can see two sentences, a big whopping lie is coming up.
I just want to mention it.
Brother Herbert says, the Jews got rid of the hard evidence, the Apocrypha, which clearly show the difference between us and them. And all of the all the apocryphal writing, which we will get into in this series, prove the exclusivity. And so does the Bible, so does both Testaments prove it. You just have to pay attention to the language, which has been distorted by the Jews and the Judeo-Christians. But let me just, the last sentence of this paragraph we were just in, Christian identity believers reject the doctrines of most contemporary Christian denominations, and they believe that the doctrine which advocates the view that God's promises to Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have been expanded to create a spiritual people of quote-unquote Israel, i.e. the Christian church, is heresy. That's another true statement, because the Bible doesn't teach that. That's why we don't teach it. Universalism is a modern heresy. Spiritual Israel is a modern heresy. There is no such concept in the Bible. Have you found that concept, spiritual Israel, in the New Testament?
Negative. It's literal.
It's literal. It's always literal. Sperma.
It's a race. There's a group of people on the planet.
It's a seed line, a bloodline.
Yep.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Now here's the whopper. The Christian identity movement first received widespread attention from the mainstream media in 1984. When the white nationalist organization known as The Order embarked upon a murderous crime spree before it was suppressed by the FBI. Okay? That is a lie.
Totally.
They went to trial and they were all acquitted. They were all acquitted. They did not go on a murderous crime spree. That's what they were accused of. But the FBI couldn't make the charges stick. So that
a murderous crime spree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That is a damnable lie. No such thing ever happened. Okay? They claim it happened. They brought false charges against the order. But the jury acquitted them. They don't mention that. Okay? Next sentence. Tax resistor and militia movement organizer Gordon Kahl, whose death in a 1983 shootout with federal authorities helped inspire the order, also had connections to the Christian identity movement. That's true. That's true. He helped inspire the order. And the reason why, now that shootout that they're talking about was an illegal blockade that they put up in the road. They had no warrant for Gordon Kahl's arrest. They simply blocked the road and started shooting. Okay? So this is another lie. You know, they deceive by holding back information. Yes, and Gordon Kyle is a martyr for Christian identity. There's no doubt about it. Okay? They continue. The movement returned to public attention in 1992 and 1993 in the wake of the deadly Ruby Ridge confrontation when newspapers discovered that former Green Beret and right-wing separatist Randy Weaver had at least a loose association with Christian identity believers. Okay? Well, guess what? Randy Weaver was set up. He was sold a sawed-off shotgun by an FBI agent. And then his wife was shot in the head, cold-blooded murder, by another FBI agent. Okay?
That's right.
All right? So, they are leaving out details that are crucial to understanding what really happened. And this is how
this
the Jews...
This is the essence of the Jews. They like to define both sides of an argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They put in enough truth, but, you know, who would trust their enemy to define their beliefs?
Yes. Yeah. I think they're underestimating our numbers. These groups are estimated to have 2,000 members in the United States. I think there's a lot more of us. Everywhere I go,
amen,
I find people sympathetic to our point of view and actually agree with our beliefs. But
they may they may not see it as clearly as we do, but they are sympathetic to what we see.
Yes, yeah. And it's just they can't admit to it in so-called polite company in their community for fear of persecution. Right, so they have to keep their beliefs to themselves, which is pretty much the same situation that the early Christians had to endure under the Roman persecution under Nero. Had to do the same thing. They couldn't go, "Oh, I'm Christian identity. I'm a racist." Right? Right.
Exactly.
Try saying that at the corner of State and Madison. Right. All the guns will be turned on you. Black guns. All right. And it says an unknown number in Canada and the rest of the British Commonwealth. Well, I think if you encounter Australia, New Zealand, Europeans are beginning to learn this message too. I would say we're well into the 100,000. I'd say we're well
easily.
Okay.
Our people are waking up.
Yes. Okay. But they like to minimize it because they don't want the readers to believe that we have more influence. You know, actually. Greg, our influence is very strong. I see in other websites that are not necessarily identity, but are white nationalist and alternative right. They're picking up our slogans and they're teaching what we teach, but they don't want to admit their identity, right? So we are having an effect on people. And you know, when you can see that they're, because we've been saying Jew world order, right? There was a guy at a Hillary rally, and he was disrupting the rally by yelling out, Jew world order, or Jew United Nations. We're the ones who started that language. He learned it from us. Go ahead.
Our people are beginning to realize that even though they've been taught that race doesn't matter, we're all the human race, we're all one big human family, they're beginning to realize that that's a huge lie, that race is everything,
mm-hmm.
and that our race is the race on the planet that matters, and that somebody has been lying to them for years and years and years, and the internet is giving them the ability to research it, to understand that the Jew is the evil influence on the planet.
Amen.
That can be traced back to the Garden of Eden. And those of our people that are the called ones are beginning to wake up.
Yes.
That there is a true satanic race on the planet. And once you begin to do a little research, it becomes quite clear who that is.
Yes, yes.
It's the Jew.
Brother.
They are the cancer that has been on the planet since the Garden of Eden. They are the true satanic race.
Yes.
They are the terrors. They are the children of the evil one, referenced in Matthew 13. The devil himself has put a race on this planet, and they're still here.
Yes, yes. All right, so we're just about out of time. This hour has really flown by. And but they do admit in the next sentence, due to the promotion of Christian identity doctrines through radio and later through the internet, an additional 50,000 unaffiliated individuals are thought to hold Christian identity beliefs. Thank you very much.
How generous of them to give us 50,000.
Right? Probably at first they said only 2,000. Right. Oh, yeah. At least. So, and that the primary spread of Christian identity teachings is believed to be through white supremacist prison gangs.
Well, prison gangs. Ooh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Prison gangs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a complicated subject, but I would say there's at least 2,000 white prisoners who are identity.
Amen.
Okay. There's at least 2,000 of those. And probably more. And, brother, I get constant mails from prisoners wanting to know more about identity. Those people are hardcore. Once they learn the message, they are hardcore. Okay? Pastor Steve was when he was in prison.
Okay? Many of our people have to learn the lesson the hard way.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yeah. And so they're admitting here, you know, first they say 2,000, then they up to 50,000. Come on, which is it? Right? But it's good. They're acknowledging that we are more influential and powerful. Now, obviously, we don't have the political power or the economic power that the Jews do. And, you know, they wouldn't even want to get us into a debate with us about who has more influence. They're always complaining there's a white nationalist under every bed, you know, and neo-Nazis crawling out of the woodwork committing violent crimes, right?
KKK lurking, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. And I look around and all I see is left-wingers committing violent acts. I never see any Klansmen or neo-Nazis attacking anybody like these Black Lives Matter terrorists.
Brother.
Yeah, I don't see it. Not even a single headline in the last 20 years, except the ones they make up.
They would dream for someone like you or me to have a shooting spree at a Holocaust museum.
Don't give
That'd
me any ideas.
That'd be the Jewish wet dream.
Right?
You know?
Don't give me any ideas,
Eli
brother.
James shoots up a Chicago Holocaust museum. You know, that's their wet dream.
Right.
Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Hey, I tell you what, that Skokie Holocaust Museum, if somebody sprays the word fake on the edifice, you'll know who did it. Right?
All right, brother. Be careful what you say.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right. So anyway, that's about the extent of my terrorism. Okay? Just dreaming about it. Because fortunately, we have the First and Second Amendments to back us up. And we totally believe in self-defense. Which the Jews
Amen
don't.
Amen to that, brother.
Okay.
And deep down, I'm a warrior, I'm a fighter, but deep down, I'm really just a lover of my own race. I love my fellow whites. I don't so much hate other races as I love my own kind.
Amen.
And want to be with them and want to support them and look to the time when Yahweh will unleash his judgment on this earth and our race will take its rightful place. And rule this world with a rod of iron.
Amen. Amen.
And that time is coming. It's prophesied. I totally trust it. In the crazy, weird, chaos world that we live in now, where Jews still kind of rule everything.
Yes, they do.
I realize.
Not kind of. They do.
It's temporary. Yeah.
Yes, it is temporary. Brother Herbert says, no one rioted when that white kid was beaten on by the four blacks in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? Did the white people go out and riot?
No.
Okay.
And they should have. Imagine if that was four white guys beating up some so-called honor roll black kid.
Right.
You know, I mean, the blacks would have gone nuts. They'd have burnt down the neighborhood.
Yeah. Their own neighborhood, thankfully.
I wish our race was a little more radical. But, you know, we are at heart a peaceful race. We really are.
That's right. And all these false accusations against us hold no water. They're pure, absolute lies. All right, brother. Let's pick this up because it's actually a pretty decent article.
I agree. Let's jump back into this, ADL version of Christianity.
Yeah, then we'll go to
Christian
ADL.
Identity. Yeah, let's jump back in here next Friday. I'm into it.
Very good. All right, Brother Greg, very enjoyable show. I think the listeners would have learned a lot about how the Jews lie about us and how the Jews lie in general, which is the point of these shows. So thanks
for
being...
Their father's the father of lies. So
that's
they're pretty good at it.
They're very good at it. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next Friday. Praise Yahweh, pass ammunition. See you next time.
Yahweh bless, brethren.
Yahweh bless.
Good night.